Hello, friend. Welcome to Advice Column, where we're sharing crowdsourced ideas for living with intention. My name's Lisa Liguori, if we haven't met yet, and I'm the founder and host of this channel. And in this episode, I wanted to sort of flip-flop the format that we usually share. And instead of asking panelists to share their experiences on a topic and then giving you my takeaways, I thought this time I'll share my thoughts and then hopefully get your takeaways or your reactions, which I would love to hear from you. So the topic I wanted to delve into is, what are your pillars of wellness? I've seen a few different models for what people view as comprising wellness. And some of them resonated with me more than others, but overall, I've wanted to really work on my wellness and my health. So I did a little brainstorming about what do I think are the key factors that when those things are in place, I feel well. And I was having a lot of fun. I've been trying to learn graphic design, and so I put them into a piece of artwork, if you will. I was excited to keep these things present so that I could review them from time to time and just give this a glance and say, how am I doing in each area? Are there any areas I want to turn down, or I should probably say turn up the dial on a particular aspect that I might need to focus on? So for me, the ones I came up with as pillars of wellness are sleep, movement, kind of like exercise, but not necessarily, because I think exercise has the connotation that it has to be work, and then play, learning and growth, purpose and contribution, family, friends, and community, sunshine, prayer and gratitude, and nourishment. So those are mine, and I feel like if I have those things present, then I feel pretty good. So I think some of them are self-explanatory, but for sleep, I just mean getting in a good night's rest, rest in general, I guess, between heavy activities, or balance between sprints or marathons, and then getting some recuperation time in life. And then I mentioned movement. For me, that's things I want to incorporate that are just more active as opposed to sitting at my desk. Play, I mean, for that one, I'm thinking about kind of a youthful-like enjoyment of life, whether it's literally playing a board game or just being playful. But I think that that's very nourishing for my soul. And then learning and growth, I think, are important for me for feeling like I'm growing, for feeling like I'm becoming my fullest self. And then purpose and contribution, I think for me, without those, a piece is missing again. So feeling like there's some place that I'm using the way I was created to serve other people, or feeling like it makes a difference that I'm here. Then family, friends, and community, I think speaks for itself, but just feeling connected to others in a way that's different from just being with people or going through the motions in social activities, but it's about really a deep feeling of belonging where they know me and I know them, and we're there for one another and we balance one another out with our strengths, and the whole is better than the sum of the parts because we're together in a community. Then sunshine, I added, I didn't have that as something important to my wellness really in my mind before, but after a rainy few months in San Diego, which is unusual, I was thinking about the importance of just nature. I could also probably lump in with that, but natural surroundings and also just being outside in fresh air and sunshine. Then prayer and gratitude. And this one is important to me because I think having a conversation with God is very important for my sense of peace and well-being. And gratitude is one of the quickest ways I can get myself into a healthy mindset of appreciation versus maybe being negative. For some people, it might be mindfulness, might be something that you relate to more. Having time set aside to realize the vastness and to have awe for how amazing this planet and this universe is an important piece of my overall wellness. And then last but not least, nourishment. So I called this nourishment, not diet, because I wanted to have an association with it of really just bathing myself in things that are good for me and not rules or right and wrong, but just that feeling of satisfaction that comes from knowing I'm nourishing myself. So that's it. Those are my pillars of wellness. I think I'm going to be checking in on this, as I said, from time to time and seeing how am I doing in each of these areas and is there anything I want to gently adjust. And I would absolutely love to hear from you. What are some of the things that would be on your list that make you feel, not just feel well, but thrive in your wellness? And if you would share that in the comments, I would love to hear from you. And I'm very grateful that we're in this community together and we can share our ideas and our thoughts and reactions. And this is one of the places that I find community to be so supportive. So thank you for being an important part of that. And I'll see you in the next episode.